मुकाम करोति वाचालं भंगुम लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपात महान बंदे श्री गुरु दीनधारणम्। हरे कृष्ण। The main feature of tonight's program is that the devotees who have come from Italy have prepared a vast quantity of authorized original Italian pizza for all of you. My role is to increase your appetite for some time by making you wait so that you can have a more intimate experience when the actual program begins. Shall I continue something in Narottam Das Thakur's narration? Yeah. Or is there another topic you would like me to discuss? Haribo. Where did we leave off? Janava Devi went to Vrindavan after the Gaur Purnima festival in Kheturi Gram. There is so much to be spoken. We'll speak of some other incidents regarding Kheturi Gram. One day, Narottam Das Thakur and his dearest friend, Ramchandra Kaviraj, were walking to the bank of a river. There they saw two young boys who were herding cubs, small baby goats, sheep, and buffaloes. Narottam Das Thakur turned to Ramchandra Kaviraj and exclaimed that these two boys, I could see within their hearts that they have natural quality of devotion. At that time, Ramchandra Kaviraj began to speak to Narottam Das Thakur, Srimad Bhagavat philosophy, loud enough so that the boys could hear it. They were listening, listening, listening. One of the boys turned to the other and said, "This must be that Narottam Das Thakur Mahashoy and Ramchandra Kaviraj that we have been hearing so much about. I think we should go to them. Listen to what they're speaking." They heard, and just by hearing from a distance, they were convinced. So they both approached and fell at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj. Narottam Das Thakur asked who they were and what they were doing with all these little baby goats, sheep, and buffaloes. Said, "My name is Hari Rama, and this is my brother Ramakrishna. And we are the two sons of the very famous, powerful Brahmin Shivai Acharya. Shivai Acharya is leader of Brahmin community of our village, and he has for his whole life worshipped the goddess Bhavani, which is a name of Durga. He said, this is the time of Durga Puja, and every year he sacrifices hundreds and hundreds of these animals to the goddess because he has faith that by doing so, he will be elevated to the heavenly planets in his next birth. But after hearing you speaking this philosophy, we now have changed our minds. Our father sent us to buy all these goats and to bring them back to the village. We're just about to cross the river today with them. But we don't want to now commit this cruel deed to these innocent creatures. We will release them. We will let them free. And it is our wish, it is our hope that we can surrender our lives to you. Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj explained to them very nicely the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy of Rupa Goswami. And then they said, come with us. And they brought the boys back to Khetri Gram. There, Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur systematically explained to them the holy scriptures and taught them the process of Nam Sankirtan. Ramchandra Kaviraj gave initiation to Hari Ram, and Narottam Das Thakur gave initiation to Ram Krishna. When they saw the beautiful deity of Lord Gauranga, and then Radha Kanta, Balabi Kanta, Radha Raman, Sri Krishna, and Braj Mohan, their hearts were completely transformed. For many days they stayed with their two gurus, chanting in kirtan and hearing Harikatha. At this time, the Durga Puja was coming to an end. So they realized that it was their duty at least to report to their father. So they left, taking permission of Narottam Das Thakur. When they reached their father's town, they first went to their father's personal physician, whose name was Balaram Kaviraj. And he was wondering, where have you been? And they explained, we were with Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj. Would you like to hear what we learned from them? Yes, please. They preached to him, and although he was a very, very senior, learned scholar and Brahmin, he was completely convinced, and right then and there, converted to the path of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Balaramacharya informed their father of what his sons had been up to. He was waiting for the goats and the sheep and the buffaloes for so many days. They spoiled his whole puja. They gave him away. And now they came back as Vaishnavas. When they came before their father, his eyes were red like burning charcoals. His lips were trembling. His body was shaking. Where have you been? What have you done? You have spoiled my sacrifice that our family generations have been doing. We are Brahmins. Brahmins are the kings of earth. And you have accepted the low-class, sentimental, degraded Vaishnav religion? It is a great embarrassment and humiliation to our whole family line. You are condemned. You have made great aparad to the goddess Bhavani. You will have to be punished. You will have to suffer in hell what you have done. But I will rescue you. I will bring you before the Brahmin pundits, and they will smash to pieces all of your nonsense, sentimental misconceptions. You come. And Hari Rama became very furious hearing this blasphemy. He screamed at his father. He said, you take me in front of those nonsense pundits and let them see what I have to say. They were two children. And the father became even ever more furious. He brought him before the assembly, the court of great scholars. These were all very, very senior, learned, seasoned debaters. They immediately started blasting against Vaishnavism. And Hari Rama and Ramakrishna, these two boys, tore to pieces every single word that they spoke. Hari Rama and Ramakrishna were like two lions massacring an assembly of jackals. The pundits were amazed. What kind of philosophy, what kind of logic, what kind of realization these children have. They were utterly defeated.
The whole court of pundits turned to Shivayacharya and said, "This Vaishnava philosophy is undefeatable. We are finished. There's nothing else we can say." Shivayacharya's heart was burning to such an extent he couldn't control himself. With his great influence, he called for a Digvijay pundit from another country, Mithila. Mithila at that time was a very, very high seat of learning. For thousands and thousands of years, scholars were going to Mithila to learn the scriptures. The champion scholar of all of Mithila was the Digvijay pundit named Murari. Murari came. When he arrived, Balaram Kaviraj, who was preached to by Hari Ram and Ramakrishna, defeated Murari. Murari was so sufficiently crushed in all of his debate, he suffered terrible humiliation. He came there with elephants, with chariots, with horses, with Brahmins chanting his glories, with thousands of people who were his fans, his followers. And he suffered such a terrible defeat from a person who just heard Ramakrishna and Hari Rama for one day, that Murari gave up all his wealth, took off all of his nice clothes and even his shoes, and in utter humiliation, he just became a beggar in the forest for the rest of his life. That was the honor that people had in those days. At that time, Shivayacharya was burning with anger. He was suffering so bad. He was in so much anxiety that literally, due to his mental anguish and his wrath toward his children, he fell to the ground and he was on the verge of death. When he was just about to die, he realized his mistake. And he begged forgiveness from all the Vaishnavas that he had offended. And then when he did that, Bhavani appeared to him and forgave him and told him to surrender to Narottam Das Thakur. From that time, Hari Ram and Ramakrishna became very, very famous. There is a very special holy place in the province of Murshidabad. It is named Gamvila. That was a village of very, very great Vedic Brahmins. You see, in those days, debate and scholarship was the popular sport. Huh? It's like today in India, cricket. How many people watch cricket on the television and in the games? And in America, you have, what do you have these days? Basketball, baseball, football. But in those days, these sports were considered very low-class things. People weren't interested. People were interested in scholarly debates. That was the real tournament. That was the real competition. And just like today, you know, the athletic stars are so famous and popular in society. Yes? You know, if they tell you what type of shoes to wear immediately, millions of people buy those shoes. If they tell you what type of toothpaste to brush your teeth, tens and millions will brush their teeth with that toothpaste. Yes? So influential. But in those days, it was the scholars. So in Gamvila, there were great, great scholars of the Vedas, all high-born Brahmins. And the leader amongst them was Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. He was completely renounced from material life. No desire for sense gratification. He was very, very pious, ethical, and he knew the scriptures so deeply. And therefore, he became very, very proud. But he happened to be observing these two children, Hari Ram and Ramakrishna. And he began to think within his heart, just by their association with Narottam Das Thakur, they're displaying such beautiful devotional qualities. They're enlightened beings. They're self-satisfied. They're compassionate to everyone. They're intoxicated with love of God. They defeated the entire court of learned pundits. They even made Murari into a beggar, Digvijay, all because of a few days' association with Narottam Das Thakur. And look at me. What a wretched fool I am. I've wasted my entire life studying all these Vedic literatures with not even a drop of love of God in my heart. I have no devotion. My life is wasted. All I've gotten from all of this study is just immense false ego. I want what these children have. It is my prayer, my longing, to fall at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur and beg him to accept me as his disciple. But I'm so wretched and so proud. Will he possibly accept me? With this mood, he cried and lamented all day and all night. Late at night, he fell asleep. In his sleep, he saw Narottam Das Thakur. He never saw him before in his entire life. His body was effulgent. And he spoke. He said, "Ganga Narayan, tomorrow, when you go to the bank of the Ganga, I will meet you there and fulfill your desire." When he woke up from the dream, the morning had come. He immediately went to the bank of the Ganga. And there, in great anticipation, he waited. Only moments passed when Ramakrishna and Hari Rama appeared. Here was Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, the leader of the pundits, champion scholar. And with folded hands, he was begging these two children, "Is there any hope? Is there any hope that in my life I will get the mercy, the causeless mercy of Thakur Narottam Mahashoy?" Hari Rama said, "Look, coming down from the hill, there is Narottam Das Thakur with his followers." Ganga Narayan Chakravarti saw exactly the same form that he saw in his dream. It was Thakur Narottam. He asked Hari Ram, "Please tell me, who are these people with him?" Hari Ram, Ramakrishna explained the various followers, their names and their wonderful qualities. Then Hari Rama and Ramakrishna presented Ganga Narayan Chakravarti to Narottam Das Thakur. Tears pouring from his eyes, he fell at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur, lamenting bitterly that he had wasted his life without devotional service, without the association of a pure devotee. As soon as he touched Narottam Das Thakur's lotus feet, all of his lamentation disappeared. He offered his prayers and submitted his life. Narottam Das Thakur briefly spoke. He said, "Today I am going to Budari. Tomorrow you should go to Budari. After bathing in Ganga, you should go to Budari. And then the next day, come to Khetri Gram with Hari Ram, Ramakrishna. And there we will meet." He had such anticipation. Narottam Das Thakur then left. He went to Govinda Kaviraj's house, who was the brother of Ramchandra Kaviraj, who wrote such beautiful songs that even the Goswamis in Vrindavan were always sending messages, "Please send us more of Govinda Kaviraj's beautiful poetry. We want to hear it and sing it." The day after, he went to Khetri Gram. There, Narottam Das Thakur offered Ganga Narayan Chakravarti at the lotus feet of his beautiful deity of Sri Gauranga. He spoke to him, the Vaishnav Siddhanta. For many days, Ramchandra Kaviraj was giving him Bhagavat discourses. Narottam Das Thakur was explaining to him the Siddhanta, or the deep inner meanings of the Goswami's literatures. And then Thakur Narottam, on an auspicious day, initiated him into the chanting of the holy names. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti surrendered his life. This really shook up the Brahmin community, because Narottam Das Thakur was considered by the smart Brahmins, the ritualistic Brahmins, to be a Shudra. He was a Kayasta by class. Some people consider Kayastas Kshatriyas, others Shudras. But in any case, for the smart Brahmins, the Brahmins are the leaders of society. It's absolutely against all Vedic principles, in their opinion, for a low-class person to give an initiation, a diksha, or a mantra to a Brahmin. What to speak of a Brahmin like Ganga Narayan Chakravarti? What to speak of Hari Rama and Ramakrishna, who are the sons of Shivai Acharya? So some people were just falling at Narottam's feet, and others hated him. They were so envious. They felt so threatened. One such Brahmin was blaspheming Narottam Das Thakur, blaspheming Ramchandra Kaviraj, blaspheming the Vaishnavas with such immense enthusiasm that he got leprosy as an immediate result for his apparads. And it was a very fast case of leprosy. Within days, it was like at its final stages before death. His fingers melted off, his nose melted off, his toes melted off, his body was just being decayed and rotting from just disease. He was suffering miserably. So in that condition, he became quite thoughtful. That maybe I made an offense to Narottam Das Thakur. So he came to Kethari, and he just lifted his arms and fell at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur and began to cry and cry and cry and explained his whole dilemma. With this mouth, with this heart, I have offended you. I have criticized you in such horrible ways, and all your devotees. And now look at me. I beg forgiveness. Please, Mahasoy, please save me, save me. He begged forgiveness. Narottam Das Thakur said, I will sing kirtan and you chant with me. Narottam Das Thakur began kirtan, and this Brahmin began to sing. And singing, Narottam signaled for him to dance. And this leper Brahmin began to sing with great enthusiasm and dance and dance and dance. And as he was dancing and singing, right before his eyes, all his leprosy disappeared. And he became effulgent with good health. He fell at Narottam Das Thakur's feet and became one of his dear disciples. Now, when this was happening, some of these big, big Brahmins were very, very upset. Should I continue?
No!
Or are you ready for your feast of authorized Italian pizzas?
It'll take an hour at least to build up an appetite.
Arrivo!
So early to take at least.
Shai Murari Prabhu, you are humorous. I'll share one more story in this regard, and then we will begin the program. So some of these Brahmins, they were feeling so threatened. Not only was their position being threatened, but from the core of their hearts, they really felt that this was sacrilegious. It was irreligious. It was offensive. So they approached the king. The king of that region's name was Narasingha Raj. And these Brahmin pundits approached Narasingha and told him that you are the king. It is your responsibility to protect the citizens. The most important function that you have is to protect Dharma. And the most terrible threat to Dharma is taking place right in your own kingdom. Do you not understand? Do you not see what's happening? Narottam is a low-class person in Varnashram. He's initiating Brahmins. He's giving mantras to Brahmins. Such a person is not even allowed to chant the mantra. And he's not only chanting, he's initiating Brahmins into this mantra. And he's some magical, mystical power he has that he just dupes these high-class Brahmins, bewilders their minds into ignorant fools, and then they follow him. He's a magician. He's a cheap mystic. He must be stopped. He must be punished. And it is your duty as king to protect. Narasingha Raj was very concerned. He sent a letter to Narottam Das Thakur and asked, what are you doing and why? This is the complaints I'm getting. But it was very respectful. And Thakur Narottam wrote a very, very humble letter back citing scriptures that actually he's just doing his service to Krishna and to humanity by giving them Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So these Brahmins, they just, this is all nonsense, this is all bogus. That fool Narottam Das Thakur, he won't be able to do his magical tricks against us. Let him face us, and he will be humiliated for the rest of his life. So Narasingha Maharaj said, yes, let us go to Khetri. And in Narottam Das Thakur's own temple, we will challenge him to a debate. Yes. So they got the royal pundits. They were going on a procession in palanquins along with the king. And they had so many of their students who followed. The news came that King Narasingha with his royal court pundits are coming to debate Thakur Narottam. It was big news everywhere. This was going to be a major tournament. By their standards, this was like the Super Bowl. but more. So Narottam Das Thakur heard the news, and he heard that the procession had stopped in the village of Kumarpur, just outside of Khetri. So Narottam Das Thakur turned to Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and said, it appears that tomorrow they're going to come and challenge me to big debate. So they made a plan. Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti dressed up as very poor merchants. Just very ordinary, plain, kind of poverty clothes. And right on the side of the footpath where that procession was going to walk, they put little cloth down. Ramchandra Kaviraj had some betel leaves. And Ganga Narayan Chakravarti had some clay pots. He put them on their cloth to sell. Just simple, poor merchants. So the pundits, they like betel leaves. So they told their students, go and buy these betel leaves and get some clay cups for us also. So they asked in the local Bengali language, what is the price? Ramchandra Kaviraj answered in perfect Sanskrit pronunciation. Now in those days, you don't see Vaishyas and Shudras, what to speak, a little sellers on the footpath speaking Sanskrit. Nobody spoke Sanskrit except, you know, highly learned Brahmins. So where did you learn Sanskrit from? They said, from our Gurudev, Narottam Das Thakur in Khetri. Narottam Das, he's a nonsense. He's a Shudra. He's an offender to the Brahmin class. He's ruining Vedic civilization. Where did you learn this from? This is all nonsense. Our Gurudev, he is giving us the highest, purest essence of all knowledge. Bring your teachers. We challenge those rascals. The students were outraged. They ran back to their teachers and said, "Oh, pundits, these were the royal pundits." The leader amongst all of them was Rup Narayan, very great pundit. They said, "They're calling these betel nut and clay cup sellers are saying that they're going to defeat you and that you're rascals because you're offending Narottam Das Thakur." Oh, these pundits were outraged. Wow. So King Narasingha and Rup Narayan stayed back and just watched as all these royal pundits, they just got in a fierce debate with these two little merchants on the side of the road. They smashed them to pieces. The pundits were totally defeated to the point where they were speechless. They couldn't even move their tongues anymore. They were paralyzed by embarrassment. They couldn't say a word without being crushed in logic, argument, philosophy, and shastric authority by some betel nut sellers. So King Narasingha turned to Rup Narayan and said, If the betel leaf and clay cup merchant disciples of Narottam Das Thakur have slaughtered your greatest pundits, are you sure you want to have a debate with their guru? Rup Narayan said, "No, absolutely not." He said, "Narasingha Maharaj, so well, what should we do?" Rup Narayan said, "There's only one thing to do. We should surrender at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur." And Narasingha Maharaj said, "But we are so sinful and fallen, all we could do is beg for his causeless mercy. Yes, I agree with you. But how are we going to explain it to the royal pundits?" So they decided that they would go to Khetri the next day. Now this discussion between Narasingha Maharaj and Rup Narayan was completely confidential between them. The royal pundits were still thinking that they would have to debate with Thakur Narottam the next day. So they didn't sleep very well that night. They were already crushed to pieces by their peasant disciples. So that night, Goddess Bhavani, the worshipable Ishtadev, deity of the leader of those royal pundits, appeared to him in a dream. And her eyes were as red as fire. She was holding a sword in her hand, and she held that sword right over his head as he was laying there. She screamed at him. She said, "You offensive, nonsense, ignorant rascal. You call yourself my devotee. You are my enemy. Today I will kill you. And I will send you to the darkest, most miserable place in hell because you have offended the Vaishnavas." And he was trembling, begging for mercy. And she said, "There's only one salvation to save you from hell and my wrath, and that is surrender to the mercy of Narottam Das Thakur. Because he is the Lord of my life. Why? Because he is a pure, unalloyed devotee of my Lord, Sri Krishna." So the Brahmin woke up, and he didn't know how to explain this to everybody else. So how is he going to explain it to
Rup Narayan, who's the ultimate pundit, and the king who he was coming to fight for. So with great, he explained this dream to them, and they said, "That's just what we thought." They said, "We think you're right. We will all go and surrender to Narottam Das Thakur." So they went into the procession to Kateri, and everyone was waiting for the debate, and Thakur Narottam was waiting. Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti already explained to him what had happened. So they were all waiting when the king, Rup Narayan, and all the royal pundits and their students arrived. Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, the merchants, greeted them. Brought them for darshan of the deities, gave them such nice hospitality, and then brought them before Narottam Das Thakur. First, the king, Narasingha, with tears in his eyes, fell at Narottam Das Thakur's feet and begged him to forgive his offenses and accept him as a disciple. Then Rup Narayan and all the pundits and all the students surrendered. On an auspicious day, Narottam Das Thakur initiated all of them into the chanting of the holy names. And for many days, he and his disciples instructed them in the conclusions of the six Goswamis as they presented Lord Chaitanya's teachings, which is the very essence of all Vedic knowledge, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Sri Radharani is the eternal pleasure potency. And we are all eternally servants. And in this age of Kali, the only way to realize that eternal relationship is through the chanting of the holy names. They were transformed. After some days, Narottam Das Thakur sent them back to their own kingdoms and villages to preach this message to others. When King Narasingha told his wife, whose name was Rupa Mali, she became very, very eager to give her life to Narottam Das Thakur. She was an ocean of good qualities. So was Narasingha Maharaj. Narasingha Raj was a very, very pious and great religious king. His queen, Rupa Mali, came to Kateri, and Narottam Singh, the beautiful, gentle qualities, became so very, very merciful to her. He personally taught her the Vaishnav philosophy and gave her initiation. And she vowed on that day to chant at least 100,000 names of Krishna every day, 64 rounds, which she strictly followed for the rest of her life. And just by seeing her devotion to Guru and her devotion to Krishna, people's hearts were transformed. In this way, Narottam Das Thakur's influence was growing and growing. There was one dacoit of the name Jagannath Acharya, a criminal, a murderer. And just by seeing Narottam Das Thakur, his heart melted to such an extent that he surrendered his life, gave up all his sinful activities, and Narottam Das Thakur instructed him, "Dovetail your propensity and preach to all other dacoits." With straw between your teeth, Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Iva Sehishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari. This is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Kevala Anandakanda. Teach them all this. We can all attain the ultimate perfection simply by chanting, dancing, and feasting. So before the feast, we will help you develop ever more eagerness by having dancing kirtan. Thank you very, very much.